radiallahu anhu gives up asking for help. Hazrat Hakim ibn Hizam radiallahu anhu said that he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for something and he gave it to him. Later he asked again and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after giving him something, said, Hakim, this wealth looks attractive and sweet, and he who receives it with a generous heart, that is, without begging, will be blessed in it. But he who receives it with israf, with greed, will not be blessed in it. He would be like one suffering from a disease who goes on eating without getting full. The upper hand is better than the lower one. That is, the hand of the one who gives is better than that of the one who receives. Hakim radiallahu anhu then said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by him who made you a Nabi of truth, I shall not trouble anyone after this until I leave the world. Note, I shall not trouble anyone means I shall not ask anyone for anything until I die. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to call Hakim radiallahu anhu during the time of his rule to give him his share of the booty, but Hakim radiallahu anhu would not accept it. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu also called Hakim radiallahu anhu to give him his share of the booty, but he refused to accept it. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu called the people to witness, but Hakim radiallahu anhu did not accept anything from anyone till he passed away. Another hadith sharif says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received some valuables from Bahrain. He first gave something from it to Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu. Then he called Hakim radiallahu anhu and gave him a handful. Hakim radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whether or not it was good for him to receive it. When he was told that it was not good, he returned the gift and took an oath that he will not accept anything from anyone until his death. Then he said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua for me to Allah ta'ala that he may bless me in my earnings. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua to Allah ta'ala to bless him in what he had earned with his own hands. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not beg, because I take an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that any one of you who gets from me what he asks against my own will not be blessed in what I have given him. Another hadith sharif says, any one of you whom I give something out of my own will without him asking will be blessed in it. But the one who gets something from me against my will, simply because he is greedy or because he has asked for it, will be like a person who goes on eating without getting full. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, do not ask for favors all the time, for whoever gets something from us after having begged for it will receive it without barakah and blessing. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, لا يسألون الناس إلحافا. They do not beg from the people persistently. SubhanAllah.